Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump holding a two-hour conversation with Elon Musk last night on X. ABC's Lana Moise listened in.
Former President Trump's conversation with Elon Musk on X got off to a rocky start. Technical issues delayed the interview for more than 40 minutes. Musk blamed a so-called denial of service attack, a kind of cyber attack that floods a server with traffic to force it offline.
This massive attack illustrates there's a lot of opposition to people just hearing President Trump has to say.
Musk provided no evidence of such a cyber attack.
Iran is rejecting European leaders' calls to refrain from retaliatory attacks on Israel following the assassination of a top Hamas leader and the killing of a top Hezbollah leader as well. Ukraine's top military commander says his forces now control about 380 square miles of Russia's neighboring Kursk region. And COVID is back with a summer surge, more than half of all states reporting high levels of infection. This is ABC News. Southern California bracing for aftershocks after that 4.4 magnitude earthquake that rattled the Los Angeles area, epicenter Pasadena. Google's getting set to roll out some new phones today.
Google is expected to refresh the entire Pixel lineup for a total of four new phones.
A Pixel 9, a Pixel 9 Pro, a Pixel 9 Pro XL, and then a new Pixel 9 Pro Fold, which is essentially the Pixel Fold 2.
Android authorities C. Scott Brown says Pixel sales have always lagged behind Apple and Samsung, but that trend is changing.
Every year that it's launched new Pixels from the 6, so the 6, 7, and 8, it has increased its sales significantly.
Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
But you might not want your kid to get a hold of any phone, new or old, for too long. Researchers are now linking screen time in kids as young as 3 with an increase in angry outbursts. They say giving a kid a phone or a tablet to help calm a temper tantrum can set back social skills and language development. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
A lot of us were alive to remember. For some, it's just legend. The 1982 Brewers World Series run. Join us this Thursday, noon to 2 on the All Ball Show, as we welcome Kelly Call, producer, and Sean Hannish, director and producer of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers. We're giving away 4 tickets to the Brewers game and 4 tickets so you can be at the world premiere on September 13th. Join us on Thursday.
The Todd All Ball Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Big Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nitrate is the most common health-related contaminant found in Wisconsin's groundwater, and you can get your well tested for free. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will be providing free well water testing for nitrate at Farm Technology Days in Cadott, August 13th through 15th. Environmental groups in Wisconsin are urging voters to reject 2 proposed amendments to the state constitution in Tuesday's primary election. If approved, the amendments would give the Republican-led legislature power to allocate certain federal funds instead of the governor. Melissa Johnson of the nonpartisan organization Green Fire worries these changes would make it harder to use state resources to address climate change-fueled storms or to build green infrastructure.
We're in competition with other states who have streamlined processes to get that money. I don't think Wisconsin wants to wait.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Crew lose to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost game one of their 4-game series to the Dodgers last night, the final 5-2, game two tonight. Manager Pat Murphy said he thought his young Brewers team was a little intimidated facing the Dodgers, and future Hall of Famer now in his 17th season, Clayton Kershaw, on the mound.
If you want to be, you want to swim with the Sharks, you got to be willing to step up in these situations and put together, forget about who's on the mound. I mean, and forget about, you know, it's baseball. I just felt like we didn't have the right approach there mentally for situation, but it is their young guys in front of their hometown crowd, and it's Kershaw.
NFL, one of the players who stood out in the Packers' win over the Browns was wide receiver Grant DuBose, who had 5 catches for 66 yards, leading the team in receptions.
Grant had a really good game the other day. Obviously, he made some pretty clutch catches, but his effort blocking was excellent as well.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 59. Tomorrow, some sunshine in the morning. Mostly cloudy in the afternoon, 82 with scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's growing in popularity across the country and here in Wisconsin. We're going to learn about green burials. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How we doing so far?
Are you going to tell them or am I?
Tell them what?
It's
John hasn't shown up yet?
No, he's bound and
he's
gagged
late.
In the corner.
He's bagged.
He's what?
He's bound and gagged in the corner. We tied him up and threw him in the closet.
I like that.
Okay.
That theory.
All right. I know he's not here. Which closet did you put him in?
Don't worry about it, Corey.
Terry's booth.
Okay. Yeah.
In the sound booth? Well, here we are. It's Gordy Young and Catherine Lake, along with Sam Davison on the John and Gordy Show this morning. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Gordy.
How are you today?
Are we going to sound? I was so positive it
were
was going to be okay.
Well, don't just, we're just getting warmed up.
Oh, okay.
John yesterday was not looking good. I could tell the minute he walked in yesterday.
He's always pale. How did you know?
No, he was extra pale yesterday, and I he was kind of floating. You know, he was kind
he
of
really
floating.
Was.
He wasn't, he was kind of hovering around.
He was for the friendly ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. And so we got the memo overnight at about 1:30 that he wasn't coming in this morning.
I'm so glad he didn't.
Yeah.
There's no point in working sick. Well, of course, after the pandemic,
yeah,
we don't do that.
You got to be careful. So John's taking the day off. You know, I hope if you're listening, John, go back to sleep.
Seriously,
you know,
what are you doing?
You don't want to listen to this because it'll just make you even sicker. And they took my stories and they butchered them.
That's definitely going to happen.
No.
Thanks for all the prep, John.
Thanks for sending that in.
We got Idiocracy covered. We have your health covered.
Sure.
We've got Under the Radar. Media. Everything's going
to
happen.
Kinds of stories.
How do you usually start?
Well, we're going to start out with a look at the weather this morning. Oh. You know, it's 63 degrees. It's beautiful outside. We're going to see a lot of sunshine today. And let's get the weather lottery balls going because we haven't done those for a while. So we'll see what the afternoon high is. The first ball is coming up the chute. That first ball is an 8. All right, round and round they go. Second ball is a 1. 81 for the high
today.
That's
pretty high. I thought it wouldn't be that
It's about normal for this time of year. Yeah, so that's good. And we'll get to Brittany Merlot a little bit later on. And she'll give us the inside on the outside and tell us what to expect. There are some changes coming Wednesday, Thursday, talking about rain and maybe into Friday, too. But the good news is now it looks like all that's clearing out for the weekend.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That doesn't push. You know, I did read someplace as a weatherman, as a previous weatherman,
former weatherman,
that on the east and west coasts, you can kind of predict up to a week. You know, they get their eyes on those storms coming in from the Atlantic.
The long-range forecast.
Right. So they can do, and they're pretty solid. You can kind of bank on that. Midwest, 2 days.
Yeah.
That's all you get, 2 days.
That's about it.
That's about all you can say for sure.
Yep. Exactly.
Why?
Why
the middle of the country?
Well, a lot of things.
So much more.
You know, it has to do with the jet stream and how much moisture is coming up from the Gulf.
Sam's laughing.
And the dew point and, you know, barometer readings and where's the low pressure? Where's the big H in the sky
for high
pressure?
You're just saying words now, aren't you? You're not answering the question. You're just saying words. Mm.
Yeah, this is why I got out of the weather business, because I really didn't care anymore about any of that stuff. But anyway, it's looking okay for today. That's all we need to know. Okay. All right.
Hi.
Should we get to the National Day calendar?
Please.
Because that's what we usually do at this point in time. So hit the music.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
Sorry.
Tell everybody how much you love
this
segment.
It's the music. Go ahead.
Is it or is it not National Prosecco Day, whatever that is? Is it or is it not National Filet Mignon Day?
Ooh.
Or is it not National Magic Marker Day? Which day is it not, Sam Davison?
It's not Magic Marker Day.
You are correct. It's so easy.
Oh,
I just
right.
gave you an easy one today.
You came up with Magic Marker when you looked at it.
Yeah, I saw one sitting here. That's usually what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see what National Prosecco Day. You knew what this was right off the bat. I've never even heard of it.
I don't know.
Do you think I'm pronouncing that
anywhere
correctly?
It's the Italian version of champagne, I think.
Is that what it is?
I think so. It's a sparkly white.
We're about to find out.
Thank you.
National Prosecco Day, August 13th, represents a time to raise a toast to the remaining days of the season. What season? Like the wine season or something?
Maybe.
As we bask in the warmth of the resounding rays of summer, the day encourages people across the U.S. to embrace life's everyday celebrations. It's a sparkling wine. Prosecco is made from a variety of grapes. One of the oldest is the Glera grape. However,
I'm leaving you alone with this. Just gonna let you talk.
Thanks. Just let me spin into the wind. Prosecco can also be made from the Chardonnay, the Pinot Gris.
Grigio?
Grigio? And Pinot Noir.
Okay. Pinot Noir.
Primarily grown and bottled in the Veneto region of Italy, Prosecco's draw is an elegant mousse in wine speak. The mousse is, the mousse is a lovely, persistent bubbles. This is really poorly written.
Huh.
These bubbles give Prosecco the sparkle that makes it so appealing to celebration. Have you ever been to Italy, Catherine?
No. One of the
How about you, Sam?
Europe,
I know you travel the world. Have you ever been over to Italy?
I've never been out of the country, actually.
Really?
Yeah,
me either. Well, I guess I've been in Canada a couple of, that doesn't count, though. Does it?
It does.
It's really not another
you're
country.
You're an international traveler.
Part of the U.S., really.
Have you been to Mexico?
I have not been to Mexico.
Oh, you're missing out.
Really?
Yeah, you got to get moving, dude.
What's going on? Something happened? You guys don't want to miss?
Well,
okay.
No.
Okay.
But
let's move on.
Okay.
National Filet Mignon Day. I love filet. That's probably my favorite kind of steak.
If I have
you?
To eat steak,
it's filet mignon.
It's filet. It's only filet. I don't like the chewing of the others.
Yeah.
Filet just melts.
The others.
Yeah.
I don't like chewing, huh?
Well, I'll be honest. I have a little TMJ going on now in my ancient age.
Oh, really?
Age,
you got the jaw thing?
Yeah. So
yeah, you're clenching your teeth a little.
That's probably that.
You do that in your
now
sleep?
I have to drink caffeine in the morning to get out of my bed for this show.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Yeah, yeah.
You're really, you got a lot of problems, don't you?
Oh.
National Filet Mignon.
Pot.
What?
Pot calling the kettle black.
Oh.
Hello, pot.
National Filet Mignon Day today celebrates a specialty cut of beef. Usually from a steer or a heifer, a filet mignon is a steak taken from the smaller end of the tenderloin of the beef carcass. Filet mignon is French for cute filet. Can we get Julian dialed up for the correct pronunciation of filet mignon?
I'm on it.
Okay. dainty filet is another way to say that. So, in French, filet mignon may be called filet de bœuf, which translates to beef filet in English. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
When found on a French menu, filet mignon may also refer to pork rather than beef. Wow, I didn't know that.
I was just going to say medallions, yeah. Because I know they sort of call what I thought they called filet medallions of beef, too, but it's pork medallions that I really hear that phrase more often.
Pork
the pointing bothers you?
You got this thing with pointing.
I do.
And now John does it all the time, too.
Does he really?
You guys are always pointing at each other when you're talking. Like, that is going to emphasize something.
It does if you're looking at the YouTube. It's emphasizing a lot.
Okay. Do we have Julian dialed up for
we do.
Correct pronunciation of...
You really had to look this up?
No, I just want to hear from Julian.
We are looking at how to pronounce with a typical French pronunciation. Filet. The T at the end of filet is definitely silent, so do not say filet, but rather filet. Mignon. Filet mignon.
Mignon.
But it'd be fine in English.
You're pretty good.
Mignon.
You've got a
filet mignon.
You're good because you have a musical ear.
You think so?
I think people who do languages well have musical ears.
Okay.
I really believe that. You don't think that's true?
Oh, you might have something to that, I think.
Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, you're so contrary. You're going to be that today? Contrary guy?
No. No, I think that's just me. I don't know.
Okay.
Where was I? Anyway,
filet
mignon from the most tender. Yeah, we got all that. All right, that's enough. Sam, do you have anything in the history books today of any note? Anything
oh boy, do I.
Do you really?
I should have done this yesterday, but then I forgot about it because our short meeting went for like an hour and a half.
Sorry about
that. It went 2 hours.
It took you up to the roof.
It went 2 hours.
Threatened to
toss we did
you
go
off.
Up to the roof. That was a fun time up there.
Well, because we have
plans. Don't tell
we have plans.
Don't zip our hand on this.
It's a super secret.
Just saying.
Yeah.
You didn't hear anything about this.
No.
Just not saying.
So what do you got in the history?
Well, today we're going way back. Today in 1521. Tenochtitlan, the capital of the Aztec Empire, falls to Hernan Cortez after a 3-month siege.
Wow, is he confident in his pronunciations? Did you hear that?
Yeah. 1521.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Way back.
Okay. Aztecs.
I've heard of Cortez, but I don't have...
I don't know a ton about it. He's just like one of the great... Not great. He's not
Aztec.
A great person.
No.
But, not a great... He's not a good guy?
He's a conqueror of
Mexico?
The New World Nations, but
okay. It's always a he.
Anyway, today in 1889, this is something that I have not experienced actually. Today in 1889, the payphone was patented.
What do you mean you haven't? You've never seen a payphone?
Well, I've seen them, but I've never like come across one that was working where I could use it.
Oh my God, Sam has never used a payphone.
Remember when there used to be payphone booths all over the city?
They were all over State Street.
Yeah, every few blocks.
Wow.
Every couple of blocks.
Wow. You've never.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's my mic.
So
I can move. I want to
see Sam.
Do you
want to make eye contact with Sam?
I want to make eye contact with Sam. So I
guess I could move over here.
No. I'm fine. I just want to look the guy in the eye.
Yeah.
This is a monumental moment for me.
Really?
I mean, I know my daughter didn't listen to the radio and television wasn't invented when I was born either. I mean, it was already here in the 60s. But not having used a payphone.
Yeah.
That's a generational gap.
Oh,
right
yeah,
there.
Definitely.
Yeah, and if you look at any really old movies, you know, old black and white movies from the 30s and 40s, the payphones, you just had to put in a dime.
You know how it works, right? You
it's
put
a
your
dime
in and you get a dial tone.
And then it would connect you. It would connect you to an operator. And then you'd go from there. And then they would tell you how many more dimes to put
in. Yeah. I didn't even have a wired phone growing up. We just had a cell phone that we kept in the house.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just broke the cord on the phone. Yeah. 2 years ago, maybe.
Oh.
I did it while I was in Chicago, got rid of the phones, sold the little two-line phones, and then...
Mm-hmm.
But you've never had a wired phone.
No. Yeah. It's kind of crazy, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it is. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is.
It's nutty.
Let's see. Anything else in the history books today?
We got a couple birthdays today. Alfred Hitchcock, the filmmaker, born in 1899.
Oh, wow.
And Fidel Castro. Born in 1926.
Oh, hello. And you've got some data about him because you know history.
Well, you know who got to know Fidel a little bit was Paul Soglin.
Yeah.
His famous trip to Cuba.
Oh, we got to have him on again.
Yeah, we need to have him back. He had some stories he told us after the show about Fidel.
Ah!
Pretty good.
Oh, let's do that.
Yeah, got to get him to spill the beans on the air.
Yeah.
18 minutes past the hour. It's the John and Gordy Show, minus John, but plus Catherine Lake and Sam Davison and me, Gordy, will be back with more right around the corner. Got a wake-up call coming up.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for matinee on air. Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Wake up!
Wake up!
Wake up!
Wake up!
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. It's time to get up!
Wake up.
That is tough.
Oh, you're tired and you want to go back to sleep? Yeah, well, what is this, some kind of sick joke? You got this.
You got this.
All right. All right. You landed nicely.
Listen to the music.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Bring that music.
Okay.
It's the wake-up call. Yeah, baby. Uh-huh. All right. 20 minutes past the hour. What?
Did you make that?
I made it last night in shop class. Yeah. It's a little
nice
class I take at the high school every evening.
Okay.
It's 21 minutes past the hour now. 63 degrees. High near 81 today. And it's a wake-up call, and this is today's wake-up theme. You can call us.
Okay.
If you would like to, 608-879-8255. I'm talking to mainly people in Sun Prairie and the immediate Sun Prairie area, Columbus, Sun Prairie, you know, East Madison. Have you been to the Sun Prairie Sweet Corn Festival? It's been going on for 71 years.
What?
Yeah, it starts tomorrow. And this is really something. I love this festival, and I can't wait to go. Maybe, you know, maybe Friday I'll go. Not so much. They have bands. They
have
bands.
It's going on from the whole week?
Wednesday through Saturday.
Oh, wow, Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday through Saturday.
Well, it's summer, so kids are off, so of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, they're going to have some bands there, and including Super Tuesday at 7 p.m.
No.
I don't know why. So they have something tonight maybe to kick things off. I'm not sure. It doesn't really explain this here. But in any case, the Jimmies are going to play there at 7 o'clock on Saturday night to kind of wrap things up. They have Carnival Midway, which is classic. Steamed sweet corn, of course, served on Saturday. That's when this corn gets served, Saturday noon to 7. And then Sunday from noon until 6 or until supplies last. Now, if you know something about the Sun Prairie Corn Festival, if you've been there, if you have had experiences there, there are a lot of things that go on at the Sun Prairie Festival.
Well, they hang the butter from the trees.
No, they hang the salt shakers from the trees. Oh. We got to get this straight.
Okay.
You know, they have a big tree with a lot of branches.
It would be easier to hang the
there
butter.
There must be, well, I doubt that.
A hook, just a hook.
A hook?
Through the through
I think
the paper.
It would melt away pretty
no,
quickly.
No, through the paper, it melts onto your corn.
Okay. You've never been there, have you?
No.
Okay, they send you through a line, you know, and you get your corn, you get your little bundle of corn, and you can take, you know, several ears of corn, as many as you want, really.
Are they already pulled up?
Well, you're going to have to wait and see on
oh,
that.
Come on.
No, they're not typically.
You have to do your own shucking.
You know, there's all kinds cooked? Of varieties you can do it, but
oh.
in any case, they'll do it for you. But you know, you can, and then they butter your corn for you
do
if
they?
You'd like that.
But are
like
you able
plain.
To butter your own corn?
You know what? It may have changed over the years, but oh. I think you can.
I think John is looking forward to the buttering of the corn.
Yeah, I know. It's
poor John.
He's got a problem. But
yeah.
So anyway, if you've been to the Corn Festival, if you love the Corn Festival, or if maybe there's something you know want to know about it, you can call us at 608-879-8255. 8255. We've got anything else in the wake up call segment here?
Yes.
I understand there was an earthquake yesterday in California,
right? I think that's important for us all to discuss because we're not in California and we don't get earthquakes.
You lived there for a while, though, right?
I did 2 years in LA for bad behavior on the radio.
Really?
Worked for Westwood
San Quentin?
One.
Really?
Yeah, no. Yeah, Westwood One, same thing. Okay. And shadow traffic. I actually went up in a plane, I went up in a helicopter. Hated it.
Well, which was it, a plane or a helicopter?
Well, it was still flying, so I think they all qualify, but it was a helicopter.
Oh,
and
man.
I hated it because you put on these headphones that are really tight.
Yeah.
And it gave me a headache. By the end of the day, I'm like, thanks, I'm good. I don't need to do this again. So they gave me a chance to do traffic from the helicopter. I demurred.
You just did it once?
Just did it the one time. Okay. And then I went on, I was doing news and weather for Howard Stern's show.
No kidding.
For a little while, yeah. Not on that he knows me or heard me. But
oh, so you
just
were on
happened
the satellite
to be the local,
version.
Yes, the local okay. version of the news during his show. So that was fun.
But the question on the table is about the earthquake.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, let's just tell what it was. First of all, it was a 4.4, hits LA County, shakes buildings, rattles nerves across all of SoCal. It was centered in Highland Park, Los Angeles.
Ooh.
It struck a heavily populated section of L.A. County on Monday, shaking buildings. There's some videos. Yeah. It was interesting. Somebody was quoted, and I understand what she means, because there are different kinds. This is a no-duh, but there are different kinds of earthquakes. They can be the shimmy, so you feel like you're side to side. I had
the
one
sachet.
Of those. The sachet. You have the jolt, which is just like suddenly... You feel a little bit like a jolt. It's that's what they had for L.A. this yesterday.
Really?
Then the building just started to shake violently. It wasn't one of those nice, rolly ones we get, she said. She said she had to hold onto the door jamb. So when I had my only, in 2 years, earthquake that I felt, I was on the air with Westwood One.
No kidding.
And that's, Westwood One is, of course, they put out satellite radio shows for stations that are empty. There's nobody in there. They just take the satellite feed from
Westwood
One.
So there are a bunch of studios there, right? Several?
Yes.
On the air at the same time, doing different formats?
Two hallways. Picture like, it's like a hotel floor. And there are a dozen, maybe two dozen formats. You got your adult alternative, you got your rock and roll, you got your talkie-talk, whatever
country,
it is. Country.
Probably,
yeah, all these formats. Yeah. And every door in the hallway opened up during this earthquake. And we all stood in the hallway in our door frames, because that's what you're supposed to do. You go to the doorway, right?
Yeah.
Because
that's
the strongest part of the building. So we all stood there looking at each other while our CDs rocked off the air. So there was silence across the across the earth, because they take us everywhere on Westwood One.
Sure.
So you have to go then, as soon as the earthquake's over, which is like 20 seconds, maybe we're like, okay, good. All right, we go back to start the CDs. But you can't go on the air saying, sorry about that silence. There was an earthquake here in L.A. Because you're supposed to be Brunswick,
Dubuque,
Maine.
Right.
Literally Brunswick, Maine. I actually went to that station and talked to them once because they were taking our format. What?
So we got a text here from somebody. Your co-host in the morning is not correct. We do get earthquakes. Well, you didn't say we didn't get earthquakes in the Midwest.
I did.
Oh, did you?
I did say that.
Well, we do get them occasionally, but not very often. In fact, we live not far from a fault line, according to Eric. Thank you for that text.
And all the time you've been in Wisconsin, have you, or in the Midwest, have you felt one?
No, but when I was visiting out in San Diego, and I was there for a couple of days, and I was at the Hotel Del Coronado, which is out in the,
famous
on
hotel.
Coronado Island.
I guess.
Right?
Yeah.
And very famous. It was in the movie Some Like It Hot, and there have been other movies that have been shot there, different scenes. Beautiful, beautiful hotel. And I was having breakfast by myself, because I travel alone. And,
that's what you do.
There's a lot of legalistic around that, but never mind. Anyway, so I'm just sitting there having breakfast, and then all of a sudden the table starts shaking, the glass is tinkling, and the water, and I'm like, I'm ready to dive under.
The shaking table.
Yeah, everybody was like, it's a little shaker.
It's a little shaker.
Big deal. Yeah, they were like, blasé. They just kept eating. I was ready to run out of the building. I didn't know what to do.
Of course.
Yeah, and that was it. It was over in 10 seconds, and no big deal. Nobody even mentioned it.
It was probably like a 3 or a 2, and they're used to those doing a little. But you felt it in the table first.
Mm-hmm.
So there's video of a woman on the air in L.A. somewhere. She's, I think she's probably doing the weather because she's standing up in front of a big screen.
It's from yesterday's earthquake?
From yesterday's earthquake. Mm. There's video of her. Yeah. And she's like, she's got her hands up and she's she said, well, just make sure the lights are solid.
Yes, exactly. You know?
And she was very calm and cool. Yeah. But she was looking at those shaking lights going, are they going to come down on me or not today?
Yeah. I can feel the fear because I've had that happen when I was in TV. I had a couple of lights explode right over me.
Oh, no.
With sparks coming down and stuff. Ah, made for great video,
that's
though.
Fun.
29 minutes past the hour. It's the John and Gordy Show with Gordy and Catherine today. Coming back with, we're going to talk about the Wisconsin Day Primary.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Imagine being able to detect pests on your crops simply by listening to them eat. This groundbreaking concept has become a reality with the introduction of the Insect Eavesdropper. And UW entomology professor Emily Bick is the co-founder, and she says that by harnessing the power of sound, this sensor offers farmers a new way to detect and monitor insect pests directly on their crops.
It's basically a guitar mic that we clipped onto a plant which had an insect feeding on it. We thought of the idea through a trip actually to a sugarcane plantation in Indonesia. I was working with all of these population models trying to predict when pests show up. And the farmers I was working with said, we don't care when the adults show up. We really want to know, are the larvae in the stock? In the state of Wisconsin, this is kind of like a stem borer in soybeans or European corn borer. And we thought we can actually use the plant stem as a way to amplify the sound and actually hear or eavesdrop on insects.
I'll have a look at your morning markets right after this.
Learn how to benefit your farm with Compeer Financial's Navigating Tech Investments Agri Mindset webinar on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Sign up online at compeer.com/register for this powerful webinar to benefit your farm on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Go to compeer.com/register now to get the most out of your farm's tech investments on August 21st. Compeer Financial is a full credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Beef producers, make plans now to attend the Stockmanship and Stewardship event in Lancaster on August 28th and 29th. This will be an action-packed agenda featuring topics from cattle health and well-being to pasture management and land stewardship, complemented by low-stress cattle handling demonstrations. From cow-calf to feedlot topics, it's covered and close to home. Go to www.stockmanshipandstewardship.org for more details and to register.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning markets. Cash corn is trading at $3.82 and a quarter, down a penny, and new crop corn is trading at $4.25, and that is down 1 1/4 cents. Cash beans are trading at $10.12, that's down 16 cents, and November beans are trading at $9.70 and a half, that is down 15 and a half cents, and wheat is trading at $5.32 and a half, and that is down 4 1/4 cents. September Class 3 milk contract is trading at $21.25 a hundredweight. That's up 12 cents. And October milk is trading at $21.62, up 5 cents. Barrel cheese closed yesterday at $2.09. That was up 8.5 cents. 40-pound block cheese closed yesterday at $2. That was up 4 1/4 cents. And the double A butter closed at $3.14 yesterday. And that was also up 4 1/4. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 59. Tomorrow, some sunshine in the morning. Mostly cloudy in the afternoon, 82 with scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with our own Luke Mathers. Be here, find out what's grinding his gears and more.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Oh my God. I love him.
I think this should be the official theme of the Idiocracy.
Yes. Yes. Fits perfectly for Idiocracy. 6:34, it's the John and Gordy Show for a Tuesday morning. John Peterson absent today.
Yeah.
Under the weather, sick as a dog, hurling, throwing up all over the place, fever.
You know, he's a cook, so
he's got one foot in the grave.
It's food poisoning.
He's not going to come back for
It's food poisoning from his own cooking.
You think so?
I think so.
We don't really know.
That's my call.
We got an email in the middle of the night and he just wasn't going to make it today.
Well, he was ill yesterday, you know, and he showed up.
He was pretty sick yesterday.
Well, and that's the thing. Do you show up when you're sick at work now these days? Do you show up?
Well, part of the problem is we get up so early in the morning. You have trouble thinking, well, am I sick or am I just really tired? Yeah. You know, and just really, I got a little stomach ache, but maybe it's just I'm tired, you know. And that's, you can't really know until you wake up for a while and then you think, I'm feverish, I'm sick, but hope he's doing okay, and hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, it's me. Hey,
how about that Gordy's guy? That's great. Hey, yeah.
Gordy.
Hey, congratulations, we just read the good news.
You know, that was the first time Gordy ever did the news.
Great news. Yeah. Son of a gun. I always knew he had talent. I knew it when I hired him as weatherman.
Yeah,
there was just something about the way he handled his pointer.
Hello.
Yeah. In a world that doesn't understand him, searching for a friend who does.
Gordy!
Young! That's me. Yeah, I'm filling in, but I'm not alone. Catherine Lake is here, and Sam Davison, and we'll get through it today. And John, hope you're feeling better. All right, let's get into Idiocracy.
Idiocracy, anything to do with politics, I think, is why we named it this. Peterson.
Did anybody have any trouble with X last night? Trump was on with Elon, two insane people on social media.
Where did I hear it? I came across it by accident, and I couldn't stop listening.
It didn't start on time. They had delay after delay, and it was glitchy, and finally, 40 minutes into when it was supposed to start, they finally got it together, and I think it was just audio at that point. I don't think they could even do video. So
that's what you just reminded me where I saw it. It was I saw it on TikTok, and it was just a static photograph. You're right.
Right. So they chatted for a while, and there were a lot of things going on with that, but and a lot of softball questions and a lot of
false claims.
Yeah, and ego stroking back and forth. It was just a mess. And then afterwards, Trump claimed that 60 million people viewed this or listened to it, I guess.
60 million.
60 million,
That's
but the
lot.
Actual number was 1.6
million. Oh,
1.6. So just a little bit of exaggeration. Anyway, Donald was up to his old tricks last night.
It was weird, and I did have to just turn it off after a while. Didn't I was you? Trying to stick with it. I really was. And I was weirded out a little bit by Elon's responses. It felt like he was eventually just going to say, Donald, stop, just stop.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
Oh, he's not, he admitted it. Politics isn't really his thing, surprisingly.
So why not have an opinion?
Right.
Out loud.
Now, here's something. This was not on X last night, but Sam, if you've got cut 60 here, this is from a while back. This is Access Hollywood 2.0. This is even worse than the original Access Hollywood stuff. This is Donald Trump on tape calling Kamala Harris.
Oh, no.
Pathetic and, words we really don't want to say here on civic media. But just listen to cut 60 here. This is Trump calling Kamala some names.
What did I do with the debate the other night?
Oh, amazing.
He kicked that old broken down pile of crap.
Yeah.
It's a bad guy. He just quit, you know. He's quitting the race.
Is that right?
Yep, I got him out of the race. And that means we have Kamala. I think she's going to be better. Okay. She's so bad. She's so pathetic.
It's so amazing.
It's just so f***ing bad, so.
Well, you know, Kamala now had a response to this. This was a few days ago. This was Kamala's rage-inducing laugh that scares MAGAs to death. She had a comment on this. It's here, 60, cut 61, Sam. I'm sorry. Here you go.
Okay. And as a woman, there's a balance to be struck between being tough and being a bitch.
There you go.
A female dog. I'm sorry, so, I like her laugh.
Yeah.
I just do.
It's real. You know, that's just her. Yeah. That's the way she laughs.
Yeah. She doesn't mind.
No.
Nope. So yeah. We got to vote today.
Oh, that's right.
It's election
today
day.
Today is primary day.
Primary, partisan primary election reminder.
Which
polls
means?
Polls across Wisconsin will be open from 7 a.m. They are already open to.
It's not 7 yet.
It's not yet. Oh, my God.
T-minus 21
getting,
minutes.
Sorry,
they're getting ready.
They're getting ready. They open at 7.
Yeah.
They're open till 8 p.m. If you're in line by 8 p.m., you're still able to vote. All right. See, there's some deets from Chicago. No, Chicago's WKOW
deets.
Channel 27 here. Yeah, some deets from them. Megan Wolf, the administrator of the WEC Election Committee. If you're not registered to vote, you can register at the polls. You'll need to show a proof of residence document with your current address and a valid ID. You know, you get your gas bill or whatever.
Right.
And you can use that and your ID. And you're good. As of Monday, more than 200,000 Wisconsin residents had already early voted by absentee.
How many?
200,000.
That's pretty good, I think.
So no matter where you live, you will have two referendums on there. We've been talking about these referendums for a while. They deal with limiting the governor's power to spend federal funds and shifting that power to state legislators.
Right.
Really clear. It shifts the power from the governor to the state legislators. Why would they want that?
Well, the Republicans want to keep control of all the money, no matter whether they're supposed to have control or not. So now they wanted it as a constitutional amendment. But yeah, so no, you don't want that. I mean, you know, I'm not telling you what to do as far as voting, but if I were you, I'd vote no. On both of those.
Yeah.
But that's just me. You know, I went to the DMV a few weeks ago because I moved recently and I had to get my new driver's license. And I really didn't know where to vote because, you know, I'm new to my neighborhood. And boy, they stepped you right through it. I was there to get my driver's license. I didn't really realize that you could register there. But, you know, we've been promoting that. And they had a person that actually came up while I was standing in line. And by the way, the lines move really quickly. I got to take my hat off to the Wisconsin DMV. They are really organized out there.
Did you go to the east side or the west side?
The one by the airport.
Yeah, that's the east side. Yeah.
Yeah. And have you been there?
I have.
Yes. They know what they're doing there.
They do. There is no waiting. They've got signs that direct you wherever you need to go. If you're here for this, over here. If you're here for this, door number two.
Right.
It's amazing.
And I was in line for just a minute, and this nice lady came over and said, "Hey, are you registered to vote?" And I said, "Well, no. I just moved recently. I should probably update." She took me right over to the computer there and stepped me through it. And 5 minutes later, I'm registered to vote.
I'll be doing that later this week for sure, or maybe next week, because I want to vote today in my current address.
Yeah.
And I'm moving also on September 1st. So,
that's right.
We got a lot of things on the ballot here. United States Senator, of course. You've got your Democratic Tammy Baldwin. You got your Republican.
She's running unopposed, right? On that side of the ballot.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if you want to choose between your Republicans, Eric Hovde, Charles Barman, right? And Rajani Ravindran.
Yeah.
Ravindran.
Okay.
Ravindran. I have not heard about him much. Have
He hasn't done much publicity. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you got to choose between them. And if you want to choose your rep in Congress, we've got Mark Pocan, of course, and in Republican, Eric Olson and Charity Berry.
Okay.
Which is a nice name.
And again, those amendments are on the ballots.
Huge.
So, yeah.
The legislature may not delegate its sole power, to determine how monies shall be appropriated.
Yeah.
That's one.
Sam, are you all registered, ready to go? Going to vote? You know where to vote?
Yeah.
You know what you're voting for and all that stuff? You've done research?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Dane County Executive, I believe, is also on the ballot.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Dana Palenbon, Regina Vidiver, and Melissa Agard, and Wes Sparkman.
Right.
Those are the candidates. Yes. Yep. If you want to check what is going to be on your ballot ahead of time, myvote.wi.gov is where you can also check your voter registration status and see who's going to be on your ballot once you go to the polls if you haven't voted yet.
Yeah. Civicmedia.us probably has a vote page as well.
Oh, yes. Yep. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
I don't know what the
we'll find it from the homepage.
.com/ is, but I know it's there. Go to civicmedia.us/ I think it's just /vote.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but you'll find it there. Hey, you know, we were talking about the Sun Prairie Corn Festival a few minutes ago. That starts tomorrow. Actually, I think they have some pre-corn festival activities tonight. And then it goes through from tomorrow through Saturday. Now, this Friday, you can join John and Gordy. That's us.
Oh, that's right.
We're going to be at Dunkin' Donuts in Sun Prairie this Friday from 6 to 8 a.m. We're going to be broadcasting live. It's Dunkin' Donuts Cop on a Rooftop event, and it benefits Special Olympics. You can stop by for coffee and donuts and a good cause. And again, we'll be there this Friday from 6 to 8 a.m. And then I think I'm going to go over to the Corn Festival after that, because that's happening.
Oh, aren't you an early bird getting the worm?
Well, I just want to see what's happening on Friday. Saturday is really the big day, the big, big day. But
do you butter and salt your corn when you eat it on the cob? You do? You do?
Of course. Oh. Doesn't everybody?
No, I like it absolutely plain.
You like it plain?
Absolutely.
Come on.
Absolutely. It doesn't
mean. What kind of a crazy sick corn consumer are you?
Just leave. You can't do that.
Do not expect this
retribution.
Don't
even show up. No salt?
Hey.
On
you ask
corn
a
on the
farmer,
cob?
You ask a farmer, what do you want me to do to your corn? He might just say, enjoy it right off the vine without nuts. Anything, not
better
even
question.
Heat.
Yeah. Raw sweet corn
raw
is good.
Sweet.
Better question is, what is the best way to prepare corn on the cob? How do you cook it? Do you boil it? Do you grill it? Do you steam it?
The slightest boil. Just to get it not room temperature. That's all I want. I want it crispy. I want it just barely hot so I can eat it right away. Without butter, without
I like
salt.
It just. I got to have the butter and salt, but I like it just. Have you ever had grilled corn?
Yeah.
You leave it in the. You leave it. Wrapped.
Yeah, you leave it in the husk and.
And then put some aluminum foil around it. Sometimes no. Yeah.
You don't have to. I don't think.
I don't usually. Like.
You have to soak the husk.
Okay.
Wet.
Yeah.
Right.
So it sort of basically steams it then.
Yeah.
With
it's really
heat
good
from the grill. Does it get? Does it get grilly tasty?
Oh, well, yeah, you get a little taste of the,
do you?
Whatever the
grill flavor.
Yeah, the grill flavor kind of thing. If you had it like that, Sam.
It's been quite a while. Okay. It's been a long time since I've had any corn on the cob, but yeah, it's good that way.
Good stuff.
Were you a detasseler, either of you guys?
A detasseler?
Yeah.
Are you talking like the little hairs on the corn?
On the growing corn, detasseling is a thing you do as part of the farming process.
Right.
And kids.
Have you done that?
Who were born a certain age.
Yeah.
Who lived in the Midwest near farming communities. You would be asked to detassel. And I don't even know what that looks like. Although I've seen the tassels at the top of the corn stalk. But I don't know why detasseling is a thing. Maybe somebody could help us out with that.
You can text us.
It's idiocracy,
608-879-8255. No, you're not. It's all good. A little bit later on, also, we're going to continue to give away some Dells tickets. Not sure what we have for this hour. It's just out of my reach over in my briefcase
over there. Okay, all right.
But we'll have a couple of tickets coming up after the when we get into the 7 o'clock hour.
So, Gordy, John's not here. Somebody has to be John.
Yeah, okay.
He did a lot of prep. Wow. He was going to do this. He was going to do a lot of prep.
Why don't you do your John Peterson imitation for us now?
Get ready for the quiet coup in November.
What?
Georgia Elections Board sets up eliminating all of Atlanta's black votes.
Well,
so
wait, what?
There must be sound for this. I don't know if there is, but here I'm going to read. John gave us notes. Get ready for the quiet coup in November. Trump's dreams of overturning the vote count of 2020 can now come true in 2024, thanks to a new rule passed by the MAGA-controlled Georgia State Election Board to decriminalize rejecting the vote count. Decriminalize rejecting the vote count.
Okay, I got to do a double negative thing here. What does
you
that
may,
really mean?
You may reject the vote count. Trump won't even have to make the call, the right to reject the vote of any county, if in the MAGA Knott's view, a county board of elections did not conduct a reasonable inquiry into the county's voting process.
Yeah, they're into all this obstruction already.
Already?
I mean, yes, especially in Georgia. Yes. Yeah.
They're already preparing to remove the heart of black Georgia, which Biden won by 242,000, almost 243,000 vote margin. So, yeah, that's not good.
That's crazy.
And we got, I don't know if we can do that one now. Kamala, oh,
I don't
did
know
that
if we,
one.
I don't think we have time.
How about, no, we're good? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What are you going to do?
Okay, we'll just bail
papers.
Out immediately. Okay. That's fine. Let's just double check the weather. It's 63 degrees, sunny skies today, high near 81. We'll talk to Brittany Merlot in a little while. And
we got
coming
idiocracy,
up,
thank goodness.
We want to stay healthy. We've got some health news. 49 minutes past the hour on the John and Gordy Show with Catherine Lake. We're coming right back.
Swimming hard.
Oh, yeah.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter, then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
I like it. It's like hold music. Please hold.
Swing, baby.
Your call is important to us. For service, press zero. Wow, thanks.
92.7 WMDX. It's the John and Gordy Show. John is a little ill, but hopefully he'll be back. You think he might have bird flu?
Yeah.
Catherine Lake, have you ever had bird flu?
No, I haven't.
I don't think any living human. Birds that have flu. You know what's good for bird flu?
What?
Coffee.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, who wants coffee?
Who wants coffee? I just
totally
made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee?
Yeah.
Who
Let's
wants
have some coffee.
I think we're almost out of coffee. No. Nonsense, dude. We've got plenty of coffee. What happened? Need more coffee. Mm. Who are you?
As you can see, I am a giant coffee bean. I can bring you caffeine. Do you accept?
Yes.
Dad, you want some coffee?
Sure. You want a coffee? And any just coffee?
Our cafe du jour is New Zealand peaberry.
Sopranos.
My lord.
Uh-huh.
I'm coffee love.
He had coffee here, Tony. That's all.
Sopranos. How do you like them apples?
Maybe we could have coffee. You want coffee?
When the coffee's over here.
How much complaining can you do?
Coffee.
I'll get a coffee.
Give me an espresso.
The Electra semi-automatic chrome
Seriously?
Espresso machine. So you had coffee.
Coffee, 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 coffee.
It's all about the coffee.
Really too much.
You got to have some coffee first thing in the morning.
You have a problem.
You drink coffee? What do you mean I have a problem?
This
Don't
is
you
the
drink
longest
coffee?
Opener I've ever heard All right. for one thing. Coffee. This is the healthcare
I'm
segment.
I'm saying, yeah, well, coffee is good for you. Okay. I'll stand by that.
Oh, my God, it's still going. You're killing me.
It's good to prevent bird flu.
It is not. That's a rumor.
Well, no, that's a segue, not a good one. As bird flu cases go underreported, health officials, get this now, officials are saying that it risks being slow to notice if the virus bird flu could become more contagious because bird flu cases are going underreported. Mm. Large surge of infections outside the farm worker communities would trigger the government's flu surveillance system. What they're saying on all this is bird flu can become a really future, a future problem, even pandemic-like. Now, researchers analyzed blood samples from 35 workers from dairy farms that had outbreaks in Michigan, and none showed any signs of missed infections, unlike the study in Texas. We don't want to find ourselves in another COVID situation. The study gives fresh urgency to reports of undiagnosed ailments among farm workers and veterinarians. They tend not to go check themselves
They're busy.
The CDC has warned that if people are infected by the seasonal flu and the bird flu simultaneously, the two types of viruses could swap genes in a way that could allow the bird flu to spread between people as easily as seasonal varieties.
Okay, I got to hear that
again.
Well,
that's frightening.
So that means that if you have the flu and then you get bird flu, the two types of viruses
Combine together,
swap genes, giving the bird flu a chance to move it along just like regular flu.
And like a pandemic, it could really spread much more easily. So that's something to keep you up at night. Yeah. Just awesome. Give me something else to worry about.
Okay,
Thank you very little.
Putting this one aside.
All right. Okay. You got other health news here?
I do.
What do you got?
Well, there's so many to choose from.
I know.
Okay, this is good news. How about this?
All right.
This one's from John. John Peterson, not here today.
Thanks, John,
because
but
he's
he sent
sick.
His materials.
Does not have COVID, by the way. He did test himself before he came in yesterday.
Did he? Feeling
under the weather. I swear it's his own food. He got sick of his own food. Provisional data from the National Center for Health Statistics, NCHS, on the top causes of deaths in the U.S. in 2023 shows COVID-19 dropped to 10th. Down to 10th.
Wow, that's good news. That is good news.
It was the fourth in 22, meaning deaths from COVID dropped by almost 69% in 1 year.
No kidding.
In 23, the leading causes of death in the U.S. were, what do you think? What do you think the leading causes, if not COVID, what was 1, 2, and 3? One, number one. What's the number one leading cause of death in the United States?
I'm going to say heart disease.
Boom. Nice. Ding.
Thank you.
Number two? Sam, what do you think number two is?
I was going to say heart disease for number one, but I don't know what number two is. I know we briefly touched on this either yesterday or the day before or whenever, but I know number three was like accidental injury.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is crazy to
Unintentional
think that,
injury,
that,
yeah.
that many people died from...
Like falling down the stairs.
Yeah.
Stupid moves. Crazy stuff like that.
Well, that's why I always told my mom toward the end of her life and my dad too, falling is not possible. Do not fall.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
may not fall anymore. And that's why people of our advanced ages start to move just a little more carefully.
Very carefully.
Just a hair slower.
Yeah.
And I'm going to allow for it.
Unless you're John Peterson, I've seen him run down State Street before.
He runs like
a
cat.
No, he does not. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a cat?
Yeah, really fast.
Does he really?
He can dart in and out of traffic.
Legs. He's like 7 feet tall.
Well.
That makes sense.
He's doing all right.
Yeah. So number two cause of death in 2023?
Yeah, what was that?
Cancer.
Well, that covers a lot, because there's all kinds of cancer. So it's number one is heart disease, cancer, and then unintentional injury.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. More healthcare? How much time we got?
We got a little bit of time.
I got one more here from John as well, as a matter of fact. The New York Times says engineered virus steals proteins from HIV, pointing to new therapy. Scientists have developed a new weapon against HIV. Still a thing.
Of course it is. Don't
ignore this. A molecular mimic that invades a cell and steals essential proteins from the virus. A study published in Science, reported that this viral thief prevented HIV from multiplying inside of monkeys. The new therapeutic approach will soon be tested on people. Not only would this treatment hold off the development of AIDS, but it might make it harder for people to spread HIV to others. That is really good news.
You know, that is really good news because it's not in the news as much as it used to be, of course, because they have found different therapeutic things to do or yeah. people that get HIV, but that's really big news.
There's a lot of treatment. Yeah, now it's not a death sentence anymore whatsoever. HIV leading to AIDS.
Good deal.
You got more?
No,
what
go
do you
ahead.
Got?
No,
you,
no, go ahead.
Okay, this is all John's prep.
No, don't let me interrupt. No, sorry, it's okay. We'll be fine.
Oh, never mind. It's don't okay. have time.
Oh, listen to the music. Oh, wow. What do you know? Coming up. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to give away a couple of tickets to the Upper Dells Boat Tour. Oh, yes.
We
got the good stuff here.
Ooh.
Yep, that's coming up. And also, Terry Bell will be here with the story that he thinks we all need to know about.
Excellent.
Thank goodness. 6:58, coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show.
In the morning, as we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the partisan primary election day edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're just getting ready for the big one. That comes in November. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.